You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Keeping Up with the Kardashians news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Well, hello, everybody. This is a very special night in Kardashian land. Kim's Fairy Tale Wedding Part 1 and 2 has just finished airing on the East Coast. 4 hours of Kim's Fairy Tale Wedding, and I am here. I'm Jackie Moran, and I'm joined by my girl, my Kardashian partner, Mari Fagel. Welcome, Mari.
I'm so excited, Jackie, to talk about the Kardashian wedding. It was an incredible 4 hours to watch, and before we get into it, I just want to give a shout-out to Jackie. She was voted our After Buzzer of the Month, and I couldn't think of anyone more deserving. You're an incredible host, and I can't wait to discuss everything. Oh, well, thank you for the shout-out. I much appreciate it, of course, because I'm so excited about everything that we talk about from Real Housewives to Top Model to right now taking the cake, with a little pun there, Kim's Fairy Tale Wedding. I mean, if you think about it, Mari, part one and part two is like watching 8 episodes of the Kardashians in a row. And I think it was so amazing that only the last half hour of the 4 hours was the actual wedding. Now, I didn't know what to make of that because if you think about it, there's so much planning that goes into a wedding, so I guess it does make sense, but I was just so surprised to see so much lead-up and drama, and then, of course, that last half hour being the wedding. And before we get into it, I just have to announce to all of our listeners that we are going to have a special guest, the founder of AfterBuzz TV and friend of Kim Kardashian, Maria Menounos, will be our special guest tonight, giving us some insider scoop on her attendance to the wedding and the bridal shower, because there was some drama there that Maria was linked into. So excited for that, Mari. So let's get into the pre-wedding part one. There was so much drama from Chris and Khloé to Chris, the mom, and her plastic surgery and that whole event. To the just the glam of everything going on, to Rob's little eating problem, you know, so much to talk about. Let's talk about Chris and Khloé, because that kind of took the night for me. I don't know about you, but even Ryan Seacrest himself tweeted, you know, are you team Chris Humphries or team Khloé Kardashian? Who's crossing the line between the two of them? And I think that was the question of part one. Was Khloé right for being upfront with her opinions, or was Chris overstepping his boundaries? And, you know, I think personally, Khloé, her mom, Chris, said it best, you can never be too honest. I think Khloé's questions about Chris were totally right. There were a lot of times for me where Chris came off as somebody who, you know, we're going to talk about Chris and what we think of him. But I think Khloé had every right to question Chris. Everything was going so fast. And I kind of sided with Team Khloé. What did you think, Mari? I agree. I totally sided with Team Khloé. I think she had every right to question him, and I also was discouraged by the fact that Chris wasn't pushing Kim to make up with her sister, because I really think, you know, he said at the end in his vows that family is most important to her, and I was really turned off when, you know, she was saying to him, oh, I'm upset that you know, Khloé may not be going to my bachelorette party. And at that point, he didn't encourage her to say, you know what, put this behind you. Makeup, like your sisters, this is more important. I think that is really what a boyfriend, a fiance, a husband should do. And I think she had every right to question his intentions. I mean, I surely have been questioning his intentions, so she kind of put voice to what I had been thinking the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, there was just so many times where he said so many things out of line, from calling her the alien to Men in Black to, you know, saying that I think she needs to man up and apologize. Maybe she's flexing outside the house because she can't flex at home anymore. I mean, there were just so many odd comments. And you know what, Chris? When you're not the, you know, you're in a house of that many women, you know, a big family like that, you have to suck it up and make these people like you. And I was actually surprised to be reminded of his age being 26 in part two tonight, because it gets away from me that he's only 26. So do you give him a little credit that he's a little young, he's going through all this? I don't know. But I love Chloe's honesty. I think you love Chloe. I know that, Mari. And I love how this ended off in part one, where she said, listen, I'm saying to your face what everybody's saying behind your back. And you need somebody like that to throw it out there and even make Kim think twice. Because my next question is Chris a douchebag, or is he just or is he just standing strong in this sea of women? And to be honest, I go back and forth with this one, Mari, because from the beginning of, you know, him saying, oh, well, she wants to get married now because she's in her prime, to him, you know, getting his toothbrush stuff all over the place. I mean, there are times where Kim's a little selfish and a little spoiled, but I don't know. There's a lot of comments from Chris where I kind of think I go back and forth. Is he a good guy or is he a little bit of a douche? I mean, what do you think, Mari?
I think the jury's still out for me. You know, I was so curious to see him on the latest season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And you know what? I've had at least 6 hours of television with him now, you know, from last season and, you know, this episode. I still can't quite figure it out. It's like, I think he's good for her because, like she said in her vows, she doesn't take herself so seriously around him and he lets her lighten up. But sometimes he goes over the line. I had to laugh when he said on tonight's episode, 4 years ago, you were working at a clothing store. Like, he kind of put her in her place, but he kind of sometimes takes things too far. And so sometimes I can cop it up to immaturity and being young and being overwhelmed, but sometimes I think, he's kind of a douche. My boyfriend is a big sports fan, and so he kind of tells me what Chris Humphries is like and how he's regarded in the sports world. And in his opinion, he's not very highly regarded in the sports world compared to Lamar Odom and other people. And so he personally seems to think he kind of is an attention whore and a fame seeker. And, you know, I think I've heard that so much from him that I'm starting to think that too.
Yeah, and what do you think about, I've never personally seen in the real world a guy being so adamant about wedding details, and I'm really not sure whether it was the producers or just Chris himself. I'm hoping it was the producers, because I've never seen a guy give a bride such a hard time. I mean, definitely there are grooms that want to be involved in the wedding. But for me, Chris, it was almost like he was like the girl. Like, he was just causing so much trouble, from saying he wants a little stand with the State Fair cookies, and he wants the Five Guys burgers, and, you know, calling at the cake tasting, saying he won't eat the cake, you know, being pissed about the location, saying, you booked it behind my back, I'm not going to live like this. I mean, granted, I'm a little back and forth on that one, but there are just so many times where he took such a strong stand about the wedding details. No, I don't want Christina Aguilera. Like, who else gets to say that? I don't want Christina Aguilera. Who even has the choice of having Christina Aguilera at their wedding? I mean, it's crazy. And we're going to talk about the glam of the wedding in a second. But, I mean, am I imagining this? My boyfriend was watching this with me, and he's like, what is his deal? I mean, to me, it was just a little crazy how much he wanted to take a stand on the wedding details.
That is hilarious. I have to give a shout out to your boyfriend and to my boyfriend tonight because we both made our boyfriends sit through 4 hours of Kardashians. And my boyfriend said the exact same thing. He was like, why did he care so much? He was like, it is a girl's day. This is, you know, it's all about the bride. I don't care about any of those things. And he was like, I would just let the girl do her thing. You know what I mean? So that was reassuring for me to hear. But, I didn't think it was that odd that he cared so much. But hearing a guy's perspective, I guess, you know, that's not normal.
Could I give a funny tweet that I'm reading right now?
Yes. Phil. And let's get your perspective as a guy as well, Phil.
Well, this is a girl tweeting this. Reason number, whatever, just a random number, why guys are so profoundly clueless. We like the Kim K wedding, not the marriage. Stick to tweeting about sports. So there you go. That's a guy's perspective.
I love it. And that's Phil Spitek, everybody. And I'd love you, Phil, to throw out any tweets that you were tweet tracking here. So anytime you have a good tweet to throw out, definitely do so. And as well, I have a little tweet on Chris Humphries from Sandy Beyer, who says, Chris H. needs to learn some manners. This Chris guy can't even afford to pay for transportation for his own family. Opportunistic for sure. Ooh, that's a little harsh. But I agree on the manners part. I don't know about the, you know, not everybody can afford Maybox. Is that how you even say it? Mybox, whatever. Let's get to that lavish spending, Mari, because there were, and Phil, I bet you'll find a lot of tweets about the spending on the wedding, which Kim cried about the money going out, but didn't we report that they made so much money to have the wedding they didn't even have to pay for anything? But just the glam, I mean, whether you love them or hate them for it.
Let's clarify, Jackie, when you say lavish spending, I hope all our listeners know that the Kardashians spent $0 on this wedding. And you want to know why? And you want to know why the actual wedding was only 30 minutes and there was an hour and a half show before we even got to the wedding? Was because they promoted every single thing that had to do with the wedding before the wedding. Geary's, registration, where they registered. Hanson Cakes, where they got their where they got the wedding cake, which, by the way, I love Hanson Cakes, Beverly Hills. They've done all my cakes. But, you know, from the car to, you know, every single thing that they had in the wedding, they had a shout-out for. And they even had a shout-out for Living Social, like, and then with a very conveniently placed ad right after the shout-out. So it's like, you know, who are we kidding? I love Kris Kardashian. She is a smart businesswoman, and she put on a glam wedding without having to spend any money of her own because they gave a shout-out to Mark's Gardens, everyone. I mean, literally the flowers, the cake, the jewels, everything was mentioned, and it was free advertising for them, meaning they paid for it all.
Yeah, I mean, the Living Social shout-out to me just was the icing on the cake. I'm throwing out puns left and right. I love it, but I can't help it because the Living Social promo, do you know how many tweets came through about that? And I just have to read one. And Phil, whatever tweets you're tracking, send them our way. Jamie M. Blanchard retweeted Best Wish PR. The Living Social promo during Kim K. wedding was the most obvious, worst, forced PR move I've ever seen. So bad and unrealistic. And I have to say, I almost vomited when she did that, and she was even laughing when she said it. And then to see so many tweets come through about it, was it worth it for Living Social? I guess, but does it make the Kardashians to me look so forced? I can't wait to get Maria on here to really defend her girl Kim, because some of the forced everything, from the drama to the glam to the glitz, to Kim just even waking up on the day of her wedding looking so tired from it all. I really just can't wait to hear what Maria has to say now that she can actually share the scoop, because I know when we first had her on, she couldn't. But before we get on to the real part two of the fairy tale wedding, Mari has, I know, some news and gossip on this topic. And I just have to ask you guys what you thought
of Chris's plastic surgery being shown on part one of the wedding. Now, Sheila, I believe Sheila was in the, isn't that Sheila, Mari, who called in?
Yes, yes.
To our
we had
show?
Sheila Colfer call in for our season finale. She's a close family friend of mine and also a close family friend of the Kardashians. She was there for the dress fitting, if you saw her, as well as for the facelift. And Sheila and her husband, Randy, were also at the engagement party. And, you know, she shared some details with us. You know, on our season finale regarding, you know, the dresses, and she really defended them all the way through, you know, about how real they are as a family. But it was interesting seeing the facelift. Everyone who I have talked to about this episode last night thought it was too much. I mean, I personally was sitting there eating dinner watching this, and to actually see them cutting her skin was like I had to turn away. And, you know, part of me, it's like props to her for being so open about her life to, like, share that she had a facelift on national television, but it was a little too much for me. It was definitely too much for me, and not only that, but did they have to montage it between the girl's lucky cover photo shoot and then you see open flesh and surgery? I mean, you're right. I will give her credit for being totally open about it, but what I want to say is I did not sign up to watch a fairy tale wedding with plastic surgery in my face. Like, of course, if you reference it and you show the surgery, but to get that graphic, honestly, it's a different show. It should have been for a different place and time. It's really its own show, totally not on topic to me with the feel of a wedding special. So I was so turned off by that. And even Mari, Ryan Seacrest even tweeted, "Tough decision to put footage of Kris Jenner's surgery in the show. Sorry if anyone's feeling queasy." So even Ryan Seacrest, the producer of the show, was questioning it on Twitter as it was happening. Like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have shown that because in poor taste, in my opinion. And I wonder, do you think it was Kris Jenner, who's a producer on the show as well? Do you think it was her decision? Like, why do you think? I mean, she obviously had a huge say in it, and if she wasn't comfortable, she wouldn't have done. You know, they wouldn't have done it. I don't really know why she showed it. Maybe, I don't know. Obviously, she probably didn't have to pay for that one either because she mentioned the Dr. Garth Fisher several times. I don't know why she decided to show it. But I will say, it reminded me of an exclusive story I have for our listeners. You know, you saw right after her facelift how Kim was the only one who visited her and not the other daughters, and then they kind of threw her a party with that hilarious cake, "We love you, mommy." You know, and then again, you see tonight's episode, Kim gave Kris these beautiful earrings, and a close friend of mine is a jeweler to the stars as well as a jeweler for the Kardashians, and she was telling me that after Khloe got married, you know, Khloe had this massive wedding ring, and she took it to this jewelry store to get it reset. And when she got it reset, they were looking at rings at the store, and Kris saw this beautiful, beautiful, big, big ring. And she said, you know, my 25th anniversary is coming up. I would love this. And Khloe said, no. I don't want you to have a ring as big as mine, and, you know, that's ridiculous. You shouldn't have this ring. And then Kim came back, bought the ring for her mother, and surprised her with it for their 25th anniversary. So that just goes to show you how sweet Kim is, and, you know, that story just kind of reminded me of what we were seeing on television tonight.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
Absolutely, that's an exclusive. And, yeah, I mean, definitely, I don't know, the whole thing was a little weird for me. I do think that Kim coming off as being the caring daughter and all that, I guess that was the point of it. But my issue with it is just don't get so graphic with how much you show of the plastic surgery. But, you know, Kim definitely comes off so sweet. And, you know, it all wraps up very nicely. You know, do you think Kris, though, gets a little too sort of making it about her with the, oh, I don't feel like anybody was there for me, and then they have to have the I love you party? Like, in the midst of everything going on with Kim. Do you think that was like a little too much Chris wanting attention on that, or what did you think, Mari?
No, she got a facelift and they should have been there for her. I think it was kind of stupid of her to get a facelift so close to the wedding because, you know, it doesn't just take 2 weeks for a facelift to settle. It may take 2 weeks till you're able to, like, be yourself again, but, you know, you still look very cold, and so I think it was kind of short-sighted for her to get a facelift close to the wedding.
Not to interrupt you guys, but Maria Menounos is on the line. I know it's a bit earlier.
Oh, how exciting.
But...
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Thank you so much for calling in because we loved having you on our special after show when the wedding actually happened. But now that it aired, we know there's so much inside scoop that you can share with us being live at the wedding. And I don't, obviously it didn't air for you yet, right? So you didn't even get a chance to watch it play on TV?
I know. I haven't seen it. You know, we did our Breaking Bad special last night for AfterBuzz, and by the time I got home, it was, I think, right about 1 a.m. And or by the time I went to sleep, it was 1 a.m. And so I just passed out for the last 2 hours. I could have come over to the AfterBuzz offices and watched it, but I literally just woke up.
Well, everybody, by the way, you have to go on ustream.com/AfterBuzzTV and check out the Breaking Bad finale, a live event from the John Lovitz Comedy Club. I watched it on Ustream, Maria. I wish I could have been there, but Mari and I are stuck in New York, but it was amazing. And I also saw it on Extra, which we all love you on. So
Thank you. Great job
on that. But, okay, well, we
so
have
how
to...
How was the special? I haven't seen anything yet. I didn't watch last night because of Breaking Bad. And I obviously haven't seen tonight. So how was it from your perspective?
Well, I think it was amazing that they showed only the wedding in the last half hour of the 4 hours. There was so much drama between the family and the planning and all that was going on that the wedding, the actual wedding, came in at the last half hour of the 4 hour special. There was obviously a lot of drama leading up to it with Chris and Chloe and Chris and Kim fighting, and we got a lot of viewers tweeting us about that. I asked viewers to tweet us questions for you live, and a lot of people were amazed by the fighting going on between Chris and Chloe and Kim and Chris leading up to the wedding. Did any of that show on the day of the wedding, Maria?
Not at all. Not at all.
That's amazing because actually on the special, your first appearance is at the bridal shower. And it shows her telling you, and I believe it was Serena Williams, about the name change. And that leads into a whole drama. So how did that play out in real time?
Well, she came up to us and literally she was like, you know, I think I'm going to take Chris's last name. Or maybe she said she did.
What did she tell me? I don't even remember right now.
Yeah, she said she was going to take your last name. And then, you know, Chris Kardashian had a discussion with her and thought, you know, your brand is Kardashian Inc. I don't think it's a good idea. And then at the last minute, she decides to just stick with her name, not to take Humphries. And so we wanted to hear your, you know, her conversation with you about that, and also your opinion. You know, you are a major brand, and so would you do the same thing as her in that situation? What do you think of her not taking the last name Humphries, even in just a legal, you know, in legal papers?
I kind of agree. I mean, it's a tough thing because when you are branded as yourself, to take on a name and to change that is difficult, I think. I mean, for me, I've been with Kevin for such a long time that legally, I would probably, and I haven't thought this out very much, but I would probably do a hyphenate kind of situation. But I can understand where she didn't want to, and I think that's, you know, every state's their own, you know? But I know she came up to me and Serena and a bunch of us throughout the day. She's like, I don't know, what do you think? What do you think? And I was actually helping her come up with stationery. She's like, I was like, Chris Humphries. And I was like, oh, well, we could do KHK or, you know, we were coming up with different kinds of ways to like do the stationery. I had something clever back then, but I can't remember it now. and she liked it. She was like, "Ooh, that could work." And I'm like, "Okay." But yeah, it's obviously a big discussion for people, and you know, it's kind of tough to give up your name. It's your name. I know it's something that's been done traditionally for so many years, but yeah, I totally get it. And I think she did the right thing. There's no way she could have been Kim Humphries for the rest of her life. No way.
Absolutely. I mean, I know for me, ladies, I have no major stake to my name at this point in my life, and I still couldn't even imagine taking my boyfriend's last name. So with everything she had would have to lose, I actually back her up on that one. I don't know about you, Mari.
I don't, only because I think that she can keep the brand Kim Kardashian, but in a legal setting, just for legal papers, for your license, for things like that, I don't understand why she couldn't be Kim Kardashian Humphries. Khloe did it. I think obviously in all business purposes, she would stay a Kardashian, but for the legal rights, I think she should have changed her name. And the only reason why, you know, I'm starting to see her side of it was what Chris said at the end. Chris Humphries said, you know, her dad's not around anymore. That's all she has of her dad. So, you know, I think that it was fine that she kept his name. And that's the only side I see is, you know, out of respect to her father.
But I see what you're saying, Mari, with, you know, legally and just the legal papers. It doesn't mean that in the public eye you have to use Humphries, but in, you know, in legal paperwork, I guess, you know, it could have been done pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean, and then they showed her getting into a fight with her mom about it at the bridal shower. And I don't know, did you see any of that going on, Maria? Because I know they were in another room. But could you sense any of that playing out at the shower, which looked gorgeous, by the way, and any details you want to share on that as well?
Oh, my God. The shower was so beautiful. You know, Chris had just done her backyard recently because I've been there a couple times to interview, you know, the family. And I remember she was like, "I'm going to redo the backyard." And when I got to the house, I looked in the backyard and I'm like, "Am I in a different house?" And I really thought, and I was like, "The indoors is different. The outdoors is different. I swear this is still the same address," but I was confused. I'm like, "There's got to be something's wrong." And I asked Chris, I go, "Is this a different house than I've been coming to?" And she's like, "No, I redid it." It was insanely gorgeous, the backyard, what she did. And it happened to be one of the hottest days in the valley. We were all sweating our butts off to the point where we had to move it inside. And I don't know if they showed that on the show. We had to move the shower indoors because it was just too hot outside. We couldn't do it.
Wow. No, they didn't show that, and I'm glad we get a little exclusive there. But, well, when they went to talk about the name, they were inside. I just figured they took the discussion inside, but maybe at that point you guys had moved the party inside, possibly. I don't know. Were you anywhere in the vicinity of that conversation?
I wasn't. But I know when Kim had kind of brought that up to us, shortly thereafter we were moving inside because it was just too hot, so maybe the heat got to her.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when they show the family fighting, they seem to all kind of, you know, like even Khloe and Kim had a huge fight leading into the bachelorette party. They seem to be able to resolve it pretty nicely. So knowing them personally as a family, I don't know if you were part of the bachelorette festivities, but they definitely very easily bounce back from these kinds of fights. I mean, do you see this in person with them as the kind of family that they are?
They're all just really honest people. So, you know, Khloe from watching her, she doesn't pull any punches. She goes for it. She tells you what she thinks and she tells it like it is. So I think the family is used to everyone being very blunt and you've got to just move on. So that's what they're used to. And I think that you're seeing things that are edited together, so I'm sure it looks like things just, you know, blow over, and some of it must actually indeed blow over, but you're also seeing things edited together, so maybe some of it does take more time than others.
But do you think, though, they really, as you just said, it's a lot about editing. Did you sense anything going on between? I know in our last conversation that Kim and Chris just were like glowing on the day. The family was amazing. Whether before the wedding or even up till now, have you witnessed their relationship in person, kind of before or after the wedding, to see if it was just that day of wedded bliss? Like, do they have a strong relationship in your personal experiences with them?
Well, I've only seen Chris briefly at the shower. I met him for the first time, and we were talking about honeymoons, and I kept telling them that they should go on safari, and one of Kim's family friends was saying the same thing, and he was pretty funny, and just like what you see on TV, and he was just kind of like, you know, low-key but funny. And then I bumped into them in New York. I went to see them, and, you know, Kim was sitting on his lap, like, just, they were just in love and happy.
Well, you know, I have a question for you about their relationship. You know, this week all of the Kardashians were on the 4th hour of the Today Show, and Kim was saying Chris does not wear his wedding ring because he doesn't like it. I guess it's black and it doesn't, you know, go with things. And she doesn't wear her wedding ring when she goes to the gym or things where she thinks it's too big. And I don't know if I agree with that. I think that's kind of, and she was saying, and that's why they've been getting some press about, is their marriage in trouble? Because there's photographs of them without their wedding rings. What do you think about that?
I think that when you have a ring that's as large as Kim's, you're not wearing it to the gym. I think it's kind of like, you know, the double-edged sword. You want the really big ring, and, you know, in Hollywood it's like, you know, who's got the bigger ring and that whole thing. And so she gets it, but now she can't really wear it to places. And I understand that. It's not like my mom who's got this, you know, little modest diamond ring and she can wear it every day, whether she's washing the dishes or, you know, walking the dog. So I feel like that's, you know, a good excuse. Chris, on the other hand, I'm concerned about because, you know, he could have picked a different color ring, I guess, but maybe he's just a guy who's not comfortable wearing rings. My dad never wore his wedding ring.
And I can attest to when I met you at your book signing, Maria, your parents were there and going strong. So I can attest that is not necessarily then a sign of things. But I think women definitely, don't you agree, ladies, that women would have a right to be a little bit worried, especially at the stage that they're at. It's a new marriage. They're in the spotlight. I would think Kim, if she is worried about it, I would, you know, definitely back her up on that. You want him to be wearing his wedding ring. Maybe they were supplied as, you know, gifts, as plugs. We saw a lot of plugs on the show, Maria. We were talking specifically about a Living Social plug that was quite obvious.
Tell me.
Yes. Well, she was at the computer, Kris Jenner, and it was leading up to the wedding, and it just was such an ill-fitting plug that they were talking about a Hawaii vacation, and that I think it was Kylie. She says, "Oh, Kylie's so cute. She's researched. I told her we couldn't afford to go to Hawaii, and she researched Living Social, and I found all these great deals." And you have no idea how many tweets came through about that, Maria. People just could not take that obvious plug. I mean, there was so much lavish plugs going on, but that one in particular just really stood out to a lot of viewers. What do you think about all of these kinds of links? I mean, they're great business women, but is it a little too much, or, you know, what do you think?
You know, I have to see it to comment on it.
Yeah, well, I personally think that was my least favorite part of the 4 hours, was the constant plugs from the flowers they used for the wedding to the cakes to the car service. You know, the constant ads almost, it seemed. But if that was my least favorite part, my favorite part by far of the episode was Maria in tonight's episode. They talked a lot about Robert Kardashian, her father, and I actually started crying every time they talk about him, you know, because they really are such a close family, and to see what they went through. In the episode, she takes a shirt he wore and puts a heart of the fabric into each of her dresses. And I wanted to know from you, at the actual wedding, did they do any sort of tribute to him, or was he mentioned at all during the ceremony or the reception?
Yeah, he was mentioned in the little booklets that they leave on the chairs. And I believe in the ceremony as well, the priest that did the ceremony mentioned him as well. Yeah, it was very touching, for sure.
And I don't know if you saw his father, so her 95-year-old grandfather was at the wedding too, and I thought that was a really touching moment.
Oh, Kim's grandfather was there?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see him. No.
Well, that just goes to show that there must have been, I mean, they showed the arrivals, and of course, you were looking stunning. We talked about your dress on our last conversation. You said it was your backup, right, Maria? Every girl has to have a backup.
Yeah. I know. I had a backup, and I've had that dress for a long time, and so I pulled it out last minute.
That's the best thing about classic dresses, though. They can always come through like that. And I actually took notice to Mario Lopez's date, who I believe you said was one of your favorite as far as who was best dressed at the wedding.
Yeah, his girlfriend Maza looked amazing.
Yeah, and Eva Longoria as well. I thought she's just gorgeous, but she also caught my eye looking stunning. And the Lohan...
Oh, I know the Lohans.
What did you interact with them at the wedding?
Let's just say they had a lot of fun.
okay.
But did they show the wedding, like how it ended? Did they show anything like that?
They showed Robin Thicke playing for their first dance, and that Brittany Castineau ended up catching the bouquet. I don't know if you were in the line for the bouquet, but I guess Kim was pretty excited that one of her girlfriends, Brittany, caught it.
Yeah, we had left at that point. You know, the neighbors had shut down the party because, you know, it was too noisy or something like that. So at some point, we all just kind of made our way out, and then they must have done the bouquet at that point.
Huh.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
I was wondering if someone was going to get it. But yeah, the wedding was super fun, and I think, like I said before with you guys, there were a lot of plugs that you're saying on the show tonight, but the wedding would have never been as massive and as much of an event if they didn't have all of that. So you take the good with the bad. So we had our own kind of royal wedding in a sense.
And so it was so loud that you said the neighbors shut it down. I was wondering also, did you notice the helicopters and things like that? Because Rob Lowe, is a neighbor of the house, and he said it was insane.
Oh, it was crazy. I mean, when we left the actual ceremony, you could hear the helicopters above. And then, afterwards, like walking over to where the reception was going to be held, they were just constantly there. But there were fans. I don't know if they showed you guys, but there were hundreds of fans waiting on the street, like coiled all the way down streets and around corners just to see everybody that came, and Tim, obviously, and the family. It was crazy.
Oh, my gosh. No, we didn't see any of that.
Oh, yeah. It was like I was surprised that many people were camping out outside to see the wedding. And, you know, you couldn't bring your camera in, couldn't take pictures. Joe Francis had his cell phone in there, and I looked at him and I said, okay, you're taking a picture of me and Kevin. So he took a picture of us inside the wedding. And a lot of people were getting in trouble the next day of the wedding because they were tweeting pictures and things like that. Of course, I didn't. But, you know, the family had to guard photos and things like that, which is why no one was allowed to bring anything in. And what else can I tell you that's special and unique? Kim actually ended up sending us these beautiful photos since we couldn't bring our own cameras in. And I noticed that I was sporting a little too much cleavage. Didn't realize that the puffs there were that prominent, so I was a little embarrassed. But so that's the pictures. And then the Kardashians thought of everything. Like, when we got to the room, they had cupcakes for us and, like, welcome packages and things like that. And then on the way out, you had a gift bag that you were taking. And
I have a question about that gift bag, actually, only because were donuts in the gift bag? Because one of the many fights that Kim and Chris had in last night's episode was he did not want donuts to be given to guests at the end of the night because he thought it was messy. So the big reveal, were donuts, did that make the cut?
Oh, who do you think wins out, Chris or Chris? Chris.
I think Kim won.
Well, Chris is the one, I think, who kind of had it was the brainchild of was the mom. But, yeah, in the minivan, so they had passenger vans that took us to the wedding from our hotel. And inside these passenger vans was Krispy Kreme donuts on every seat. She told me that she had ordered, oh, my gosh, I saw her, like, two nights later, Chris, and she's like, I had ordered so many donuts that they brought in 40 boxes plus, like 100, like even maybe it was even 100 boxes, I can't remember. And she's like, I gave them to all the hotel staff because I couldn't believe, like, I over exaggerated and said I wanted a lot the next morning, but they really brought a lot. And so we were in the passenger van. I was so exhausted and out cold that I didn't even eat a donut, didn't even realize the donuts were there until I was walking off. But inside, they had stationery with Kim and Chris's picture. They had pashminas in the gift bag. So if you were cold, you had a little pashmina and little trinkets like that. So it was nice.
Maria, I actually have a question for you, if you don't mind.
Yes, Phil?
Well, it was Mari's friend, family friend, and also the... Mari, what's her name? She was our special guest before. I'm sorry, the name.
Sheila Colfer.
There you go. She said last time we interviewed her that, you know, out of all the things we saw, there was actually so much more that they wanted to do. Do you have any idea?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what could possibly add to this wedding?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I asked Chris the same thing. Like, 2 months later, we were at Regis's birthday with Kathy Lee in L.A. It was only, like, 15 of us. And Chris and I were there, and Kevin, of course, and I was talking to her about the wedding and how beautiful it was. And, you know, she just thought of everything, and she goes, oh, you have no idea what I had prepared. She's like, they had to tone me down. And I was like, when did you learn how to do all of this? She's like, I've been throwing parties since I was 18. She's like, this was, like, my dream event. And she's like, I was going to have these beautiful, you know, fur rug throws that I was putting in there that I gave them out at Christmas time, which I got at Christmas. They're like faux fur throws that are beautiful, and I have it up in my bedroom. She was like, I was going to do that. And she just kept listing off things that she was planning on doing that she had to kind of pull back from. And I told her that she had to hold on to those ideas because I was going to have her plan my wedding because she's now my godmother. And she accepted the role of godmother. And she said she would plan Kevin and I's wedding someday.
Well, you're going to definitely have your own fairy tale wedding then.
Well, if Chris is planning it, that's for sure. Otherwise, I'm having a barbecue with beer in the backyard.
Well, it definitely, I do agree with you, Maria, that as many plugs as there might have been, I am one for an over-the-top wedding. I mean, you cannot get enough of the glitz and the glam and the diamonds and all of the, I mean, to witness that in person, it really must have been mind-blowing. But I think beyond the glamorous details, you had mentioned, I think in a tweet, that Mason stole the show. And I just have to bring up the moment of her, of not only Mason running down the aisle, but Courtney tripping. I mean, it was such a sobering moment, like just a step to reality with this amazing, amazing wedding. Can you talk a little bit about that moment?
Absolutely. You know, it's crazy. They were coming down that aisle, and there was this piece of rug that had just, like, bubbled up. And they kept seeing people tripping on it and having a hard time. I was so far away because I was almost in the front row. I was like a couple rows from the front that I couldn't get up and go fix it. Like, I knew it needed to be fixed, but everyone else there knew too. Like, I couldn't believe the security guards there just didn't fix it. You know, you've got all these women who are walking down this aisle in these crazy long dresses with high heels, and they kept tripping. And, of course, Courtney tripped. But Mason...
Well, you know what? So, sorry, go on about Mason. I can't wait to hear about him.
Ahead.
He's so cute.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know about that rug, what's so funny is Kim on the fourth hour of the Today Show, they asked her if you could change anything about the wedding, what would it be? And she said the rug, because she wanted it to be black instead of white so that everyone could see her beautiful white dress and the train more vividly, because the white on white, she felt that people couldn't see her train enough.
Yeah. Oh, that's a perfectionist. I love her. You know, the wedding was so perfect and so beautiful, and they had everything they could have ever, you know, needed there. But Mason just killed it for me, because here's this little guy who comes down the aisle with the biggest grin on his face I've ever seen on a human. Yeah. And he's coming down, he's all excited. He drops the ring and the pillow. He goes up to his mom, and she's like, go back. And we're watching, and we think he's running back just being a crazy kid, right? Just running back. Oh, no, he really ran back, listened to his mom, got the pillow with the ring, and then brought it back to them. And I just, Kevin looked at me and goes, if that isn't a good sign, I don't know what is. And literally, like, everyone's eyes were welling up because it was just the cutest, most authentic moment. And, you know, in an event like this, everything's so... you know, pre-staged, and, you know, it's a wedding, like, everything's got a rhythm. That was, like, okay, a break in the rhythm. That was totally something no one expected. It was so cute and so funny.
Yeah, I mean, that was actually visible. And they cut out some of what you just said, actually, so another exclusive moment right here on AfterBuzz TV, but that... Oh, and we get the
I got to mix it up every now and then. There's so many exclusive that I don't know.
I know, this whole segment is an exclusive, Phil.
I know. So.
But, you know, it even in the short moment they aired that, it was visible that that moment was just such an authentic moment, as you said, Maria. And we're getting so much insider scoop from you. I'm sure you're exhausted, but do you have some extra little moments that stood out before we let you go?
I'm trying to think. I think I got everything. I mean,
Were there any, besides the Mason moment, did you feel like, were a lot of people emotional, or as far as welling up, and even Kim, or, you know, I think Chris...
Eva Longoria was crying. I saw her get really emotional during the ceremony. But I didn't see anyone else really. I mean, you know, I'm sure other people did, and I didn't notice. But I thought that Chris's is it a priest? I can't remember if it was a priest or a rabbi or what it was. But Chris's priest. I've been to another wedding since, and now I'm blending them.
His pastor.
His pastor was so great. He spoke so well. And it was great to have him there because we know so much about the Kardashians. We don't know a lot about him, and so we got to know more about him. So I thought that was really nice. And, yeah, it was just a great day. I can't wait to watch it. It's starting now.
And I want to let you go. I'm sure you're exhausted. But my only question when you bring up that pastor is they didn't give the vows themselves. Like, the pastor read what Chris thought about Kim and what Kim thought about Chris, but I always think it's more personal for them to read it to each other. I don't know. That was my take on that.
Oh, so you're saying he did the work that you would have wanted them to do?
Yeah, like the pastor was saying, Kim, Chris told me that you are so compassionate and you care so much about family and you're so driven, whereas I think that would have been stronger if it was coming from his own mouth. And I, you know, the weddings I've been to, I've seen it where they give their own personal, like, vows straight to each other, not through the pastor.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I didn't think about it, but maybe you're right.
Well, I have to say, actually, in defense, and now that I'm putting two and two together, this bride that I just went to a wedding of recently is the hugest Kardashian fan in the world, and I wonder if she stole this from Kim Kardashian, though I don't know how she would have known this, but she actually, with her groom, had their
priest or pastor, whatever, read, they wrote letters to each other, and he read each one out loud, and it was actually very touching, and I kind of think that's the feel they were going for. So I guess I'll defend them on that. I think it was still touching because they kind of wrote what they thought about each other, and almost having someone else read it might actually be kind of nice because, you know, Kim might get emotional.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's embarrassing in front of so many people, and especially for Chris, who doesn't know so many of them. Chris, it's hard to be that, you know, candid in front of so many people. I mean, I was nervous being at this event. Can you imagine getting married at this event? Like, being there, I was nervous.
Yes, and to be reminded of his age, only being 26, because he's younger than Kim, he's still, for a guy, that's still so young, and I actually give him more credit. I was a little tough on him from part one, because they don't always portray him in the best light, I have to be honest, but I really, as time went on through the special, I gave him more and more credit.
Yeah, I think, you know, shows got to create characters, you know, it's still a show at the end of the day, so I'm sure they're angling him in a certain way. Even though I haven't seen it, I can already tell.
Right. Well, I know it's starting for you over on the West Coast, and you were so kind to call in and join us with a true AfterBuzz TV exclusive interview. I mean, that insider info is just amazing, Maria. And we thank you so much for joining us, and we'll let you go watch the special now because you're on it quite a few times.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you, guys. Have a good rest of the show.
Thanks, Maria.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Mari, I mean, I don't know how we can get much better than that because, Phil, I mean, Maria just gave us the most amazing inside look at this fairy tale wedding.
I mean, I really wished we could get Kevin Undergaro's take on all of this. You guys were wondering guy's take, and, you know, he's been there. But to be honest with you, you know what, in listening to him talk about the wedding, he's actually a very funny guy, and that's why I like his take. I mean, listen to him on the Howard Stern Show with Maria. That's the kind of guy he is. But, you know, this was the only time that I've ever heard him speak on a serious level about anything, really. And he was like, this wedding was fantastic. So,
wow.
You know what? He might have given, in hindsight, I'd say he might have given a boring interview. So it's good that he didn't come on. I don't know.
Well, I was just going to say, a guy would say it in one word, fantastic. And girls can talk about it for an hour. And that's why we had Maria on the show.
There you go.
With
that's
all due
true.
Respect to Kevin, because we love him. But, certainly, I mean, we can't really make predictions on too much because, well, there's no more Kardashians. But shall we go to a commercial, Phil, and get into some just wedding predictions?
Yeah, we could do that.
All right,
it's
well,
your
let's
show,
go to
Jackie.
Quick commercial.
We do whatever
What's
you
that?
Want. I said we do whatever you want. It's your show.
That's right. I am After Buzzer of the Month, and I demand that we go to a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig! The wig
Don't
will come
let
out.
That wig
when the TV show is over, get your After Buzz on.
Now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, guys, well, the only thing left to do is, and everybody's doing it on Twitter, so Mari and Phil, I'm going to rope you in on this, is the marriage going to last? We're going to have to make some predictions here, whether you like it or not. All of you fairy tale wedding lovers, on to the marriage. Mari, what are your thoughts? And Phil, definitely stand by because we need a guy to chime in too.
All right.
I personally think that for this next year, they're going to stay strong, and I think that Kim and Chris lucked out that the NBA is currently going through a lockout. They just announced tonight that they're not going to be able to start the season for these first next 2 weeks, and most people say they're not going to be able to have a season at all, meaning Chris, who's a free agent right now. I feel so proud about using all my sports terms. But he very well could be traded to another team, Minnesota or another city, and so she very well would have to move for him, and she said that she would move for him. So the fact that he doesn't have to play basketball for this next year, I think, is good for their marriage, because he will be able to go wherever she wants to go. But when his basketball career starts back up and they have to be in different cities and juggle it, I think that's tough on anyone, let alone a marriage in the spotlight. So, you know, I don't want to make bets on a marriage not lasting. So all I'll say is I think that this next year they will last, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay, Phil, I'm going to reserve myself. Phil, I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, I'm going to kind of borrow something from Twitter that I read. Unfortunately, I don't have the direct quote as I'm following all of these, and I can't make heads, you know, I can't keep up with all of it. But so to paraphrase, you know, Kim's been through a couple of relationships, and, you know, this person thinks that she's finally found her Prince Charming. And you know what? Why not?
Oh, well, that is so optimistic, Phil. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to just, I'm not going to say it myself. I'm going to rely on the tweets. And I'm just going to say this. There were more tweets saying the trend with the trend divorced than you can imagine. I don't want to say that I agree with them, because I'm with you, Mari. I don't like to, you know, wish negative luck to anybody. But let's just say the popular opinion, according to Twitter, is that this marriage is not going to last. I'm going to leave it at that. I certainly, for the sake of just marriage and what it should mean, I do hope it lasts, but the Twitterverse, whatever you want to call it, is really not supporting them. I'm just going to say that, guys.
Well, here's what I will say. How many times do you hear of people's marriages going well? You know what I mean? Always in the press, you always hear of divorces. And therefore, if you're going to make any assumption or prediction, it's always easier to say, oh, yeah, they'll get divorced. You know?
Right.
And so, you know what? Yeah, Twitter can say what it wants. You know, it may be true, they might get divorced, but, you know, I like to see some good in the world, Mari and Jackie, so I'm going to say they're going to stick together, and you know what, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but hey, you know what, you don't always hear of the stories of the people sticking together, and there are numerous stories like that, you know, marriages that go for 40, 50, whatever years, and you know what, why not?
And if you think about it, I'm going to defy Twitter as well with you, Phil. The happy people aren't sitting there on Twitter tweeting things, you know. There's a lot of happy people just sitting there enjoying the wedding, and I'm sure they all wish them well. And so sometimes you look at Twitter and it's just the people who are moved to write those sort of negative things, and, you know, they're going to be haters. But as Kim said, you just don't want haters close in your clan. So since we're pretty close to the clan, I'm not going to be a hater. I definitely wish them well. I really did enjoy, you know, Mari, you said you got teary-eyed tonight?
Yeah, I cried the whole last half hour because of whenever they were talking about her dad. I just thought it was really touching.
Now, Phil, did you cry? I don't know why, but I just have a feeling you didn't.
I didn't, and I will be honest, I did not actually watch the wedding. But, you know, that doesn't mean I don't support him. I know, you know, Maria's a great friend of theirs, and so is Kevin. I haven't met them personally. I was actually supposed to be invited to their Christmas party last year. I was, like, one person away, and then it just fell through. And so I was kind of bummed. I was, you know, so it's a family. I hear a lot of good things about them, you know, from their really close friends, not just Kevin and Maria. And so it's a family that I want to meet. It's a family I want to take example from. And, you know, that's why, in terms of marriage, I want to see this thing go through and last.
Yeah. And I think, to Maria's point, just keep in mind what editing does. You know, we all can say what we want, and there's definitely a lot going on with the editing and creating characters. But at the end of the day, you can't deny that, you said it, Phil, people who are close to them, like Maria, like Kevin, even people outside of our AfterBuzz world, people who are close to them never say a bad thing about them. So there has to be something said for that, and the fact that they all remain a close family in this tremendous spotlight. I mean, honestly, I have to say, Kim was at the actual wedding very calm and very grounded, and everybody was themselves, even in the midst of all of this hoopla and craziness. And so, you know, Maria said that they spend time with every guest, and they were very personal, and that there's so much to say for that beyond the living social plugs and Geary's and all that good stuff. There's definitely something to be said for those positive remarks. Don't you guys agree?
I agree 100%.
Definitely.
Phil, what last thoughts do we have on this fairy tale wedding coming to a close?
I just have to say the previews for Kim and Courtney Take New York were ridiculous, of them getting out of this private helicopter in gowns and tuxedos, and that's premiering in November. I can't wait. Jackie, I know you and I will be on board for it. Phil, hopefully we can get the male perspective every once in a while, and I just can't wait for the new Kim and Courtney season to begin.
My thoughts exactly. How about that?
Phil is with us on that, and I do have to agree with you, Mari. That promo was so glamorous. It just makes anybody want to step into their lives. And I'm right around the corner, seeing as how they filmed at the Ganzevoort, and I can't believe I didn't run into them. I purposely went and had drinks there more often than I ever have in the past, and I'm so upset I didn't get to run into them. But I did see the black cars outside quite a few times and crowds, and I had to think, well, they're on their way at some point. But I didn't cross paths with them, and I can't wait to watch it all play out on Kim and Courtney Take New York. So as Mari said, we will be back for that season, so don't be too sad that the fairy tale wedding is over. Plenty more to come in November on that, so be sure to join us for that. And I have to thank the fabulous Mari Fagel for being my partner in crime when it comes to reality television. Mari, I can't thank you enough for always chiming in with me on all of these amazing reality shows.
Oh, please. And Jackie, I have to thank you because you will be with me the next two nights, not only tonight, but Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Jackie and I will be hosting that tomorrow night, and we will be hosting America's Next Top Model on Thursday night. So for all you reality show buffs out there, please join us the rest of the week.
Definitely join us. Thank you so much, Phil, for tracking Twitter and giving us a male opinion tonight.
No problem.
And big thank you to Maria Menounos for her amazing inside scoop on this fairy tale wedding. Truly was a fairy tale wedding. That's all for AfterBuzz TV tonight, guys. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you in November for Kim and Courtney Take New York.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
Press herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.